Mississippi Goddam was a song that was so important in crystallizing a feeling about the injustice that was taking place during the civil rights era. What does that song mean to you?
Well, I can tell you the conversations that I had with my mother about that song, which might answer your question. When I was about 4 years old and I was going to kindergarten, I used to sing that song at the top of my lungs all around the classroom. And I still marvel at the fact that none of the teachers walked up to me and said, "We don't use that kind of language." My mother shared with me, of course, at the time, nobody was cursing on records, much less saying the GD word. And she told me that there were boxes of 45s that had been smashed that would be sent back to her from the various radio stations. But she was so angry when the little girls were killed in that church that she sat down and penned that song. And when she sang it, she told me that she sang it with such fervor that her voice broke. And if you listen to I there are two different eras that I describe in my mother's career. The one where she was just nice and happy and, singing music, and the other era where she just got angry. And if you listen to the music she was doing, like Mood Indigo and Broadway Blues and Ballads, Something Wonderful and all that, her voice was higher. After Mississippi Goddam, her voice broke and it did drop. Mommy said it dropped a whole octave. But I know that it did drop, and there was a different quality to her voice after that.